Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 5. Now then you have Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Adi Lila,
English,
and also if you have, do you have the English one of our Guru Maharaj also? First. So, in the number 5 text, text 5, Chatur Ashram Tatparita Sveta Dvipadyam Abhutam. First sloka. This Sveta Dvip, my question is that okay, I want the Sveta Dvip that is mentioned here. Is it the same as the Sveta Dvip mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Adi Lila, text, Adi Lila, chapter 5, text
111?
I'll get that. 111. Adi Lila.
And also here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this last issue, Ishiya Kanta Kanta Paramita,
the question I have is that in the Brahma Samhita, in the first 4 or 5 shlokas, and it is describing Vaikunth and Goloka. It is describing Goloka. And it mentions Sveta Dvip. Then, in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is again mention that in this text, 111, Tanha Shiro Dadi Madhye Sveta Dvipa Nam. So, this is describing this Sveta Dvip. I know Sveta Dvip is a transcendental planet. It is a spiritual planet, but it is lying within the material. So what is it doing?
In a practice, Vrindavan, in the world, there is Vrindavan. And this is the manifestation of that Vrindavan. Both are one. Like in the world, there are two divisions. One Vrindavan and one Shakti. Vrindavan, that manifestation is this Vrindavan. And that Shakti, it manifests in Hiridadhi, in this law, and that is called Shri. This is manifestation of that Shri, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the past tense.
Now, it mentions here, yes, in this same text 5, Chatur Ashram, Chatur Murtish, Chatur Dhamma, Chatur Skritam. Chatur Murti, Vasudev Sankarshan Pradumna Aniruddha. Is this Vasudev, Shankar, Shankar, Dhimna, Aniruddha, are they in Dwarka?
Mm-hmm.
In Adi Lila, chapter 5, there's text 23 to 24. Again, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So they are in Dwarka and Mathura? Then Mathura or Dwarka?
Both are one. Both are one. Dwarka, Mathura manifests as Dwarka. Dwarka and Mathura are same thing. The Parikara of Mathura goes to Dwarka.
The Parikara.
Parikara. Means Vasudev, Devaki, Baladev, Rohini, Uddhava, Akru, and all the Jadivansi. After that comes to
Dwarka.
So Mathura and Dwarka are in the same level. Only some types, past tense of Krishna, that is Janalila, Janalila in North Dwarka. Only in Mathura. So there are some difference between Dwarka and Mathura. In a rush vichar, in a rush past tense, sometimes Krishna, Krishna becomes as a Sara Isvarja Purna. Sara Isvarja. And sometimes he becomes, by Yogmaya, he poses that he is as a very child, like Vrindavan. And Mathura, then Krishna cut up the very same chance of the state and the disturbance. At that time, Vasudev and Devaki were praying that you are Lord. You are Sarveshwareshwar, Sarvakaran Karan. Krishna saw that it is not good. They said, love you as a boy. So he called upon Yogmaya. Yogmaya at once Achadit Maniki covered Vasudev and Devaki's heart. Krishna fell on the feet of Devaki. Vasudev fell on the feet of Vasudev. At once she sat on the laps of Devaki and began to
drink the milk.
Drink the milk of. At once she began to cry, weep, and took up her hands, and he thought, God, that he is Swayam Krishna. This is Madhur Lila, as Braja. But before, 2 minutes before, he thought that he is Sadash Parishtha, Sadhukam Lord, Sukhum Lord. So in Mathura and Mathura, two these past times, at the same time, sometimes Madhu and sometimes as per the Vida.
Whereas in Vrindavan it is
no. more astrologer than Mathura or Dwarka, but yet it is covered with Mahavira. In Dwarka, it is covered, Astrology Leela has covered Madhur Leela more than Mathura at Dwarka.
Say that one more time. Repeat that, please.
At Mathura, by Yogamaya, this first tense of Astrology Leela has covered Madhur Leela here in Mathura. Following? And this cover is fit at Dwarka. There are very few chances to realize Madhur Leela. But here, at the time of birth of Krishna, and other sometimes Krishna becomes as a boy of Vasudeva. But there he is in form of Chaturbhuj, and all Vasudeva Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Narudha, the four are in astral sthiti. So, Mathura is some better than Dwarka. But yet, both are the same. In Srimad Bhagavatam and in Brihat Bhagavatam, Srila Sanatana Goswami has described all these things, that Mathura and Dwarka are the same. Because here is Father Gauki and Vasudeva, and there is also. Here he is the Dwarka Vasi, Mane Jadvansi, or Kalkar here. Uthav is friend of Krishna. They are also friend and minister and everything of Krishna. There Akru is the uncle of Krishna. They are also. Sometimes Rukmini Shaktadhana is also described in Mathura, but not in Vrindavan. So Dwarka Leela and Mathura Leela is shown accepting some pastimes. So both are. In the midst of Golok is manifestations of Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, Vrindavan. These are mostly same thing, but yet there is some difference. Gokul means Vatsalya Ras. Vrindavan means O Ganda. Nandagam is Kisho, O Ganda plus Kisho. So you know, Vardhan and especially Radhakini is Kisho Ganda. And Valli with Srimati Radhika and Radhika Parikar. Lalita Abhidhaka Chitra and so on. Vrinda Devi. So, Gopin, Mahavan, Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Radhakunda are the same braja. But yet, in Golok Vaikunth, also there are so many kinds of this puri. Gopin, Vatsalya Ras. From Gopin, Vrindavan has some important things. Ras Leela and so on. In Gokul, we cannot see Ras. Not cow hiding. is Mahavan. But in Vrindavan you can see everything. Nandana, Gocharan, and Darshana, in the midst of Darshana and Nandana, there is some cave.
Okay.
This is very important.
Yeah.
Nalini Kishore will have that. And I think that most important thing of Vrindavan is in Nandavan is Uddhava clarity.
What is that?
That is separation. What is held separation of Krishna. And Uddhava went there and saw that positions of Gopi. How upward Gopis are. So in whole Vrindavan, Nandi this is Bhutta Lambharashtav in Nandagaon in Uttarakya. It cannot be in Vrindavan, it cannot be in Gokul, not in Radha Kundal, no separation at all. So all these places are different विभिन्न तरह के महत्व है इनका डिफरेंट महिमा
ग्लोरी ग्रेटनेस
ग्लोरीज डिफरेंट ऑल ग्लोरीज एट वन टाइम इट इज कॉल्ड ब्रज इन गोलोक ग्लोक इज मेनली सराउंडिंग फिर इज स्वकीय रस Here, there is no part of us. Only Sakya.
Here means?
Here means Golok. It may be called Mathura Arpar.
But in Golok meaning?
Aprakita, Aprakat Lila. Aprakat Lila means?
Unmanifest.
This is Aprakat Lila.
In Golok.
Golok. In the midst of Golok, Golok is manifestation of Braja. In Braja Vrindavan, that I have called, I first called you, here only Madhuti, Nanda Yashoda Mata Pita, Srimati Radhika, all these are Yajita Vishakha. Like it has been told in this, perhaps you have read, Karan, Mahadajantram,
number
3 Shlok. Shatakunam, Brajakilatam. Saranga, Shatapati Sthanam, Prakityam, Tushena, Parinananda, Mahananda, Rasen, Avastitam. ज्योति रूपेण मनुना काम बीजेन संगतम तत्किन जल कतक अंशानाम तत्पत्राणि श्रियाम अपि षटकोणम लाइक दिस इन द मेस दिस इज प्रेजर And out of these is Golok.
That hexagonal is like a blue star.
Yeah. Two triangles are
put in. Two triangles.
And in one part, there are six parts. In the next clean money bija. Big means a
seed. Seed of the monkey.
Ka, La, Ka Krishna, La Radhika, E, you know, what do you call it? এখানে ক্লিন লেখা
ইংরেজি মানে বাংলা
না না এই ঠিক আছে সংস্কৃত হিন্দি রাধিকা বোথ আর And this is Jeev, Manjari, around the boat, serving Krishna and Radhika. And this is Vritti, Vritti means
nature.
The bhav, bhav you know, by which gopi sat Krishna, priyatam bhav.
Priyatam means?
That means, gopi, that is the relation between gopis and Krishna. Gopis are prayasi, and Krishna is priyatam.
The object of love.
Object of love, Krishna. Bhav of gopis is that Krishna is my everything. How they serve Krishna? Like mother or friends or servant or husband and wife's thought. In fact, manner, that is the thing when they are serving Krishna. Understand? The inner bhav ka kya hai? Bhav ki
melody.
But Krishna is other, not husband, but upapati, upati bhav. Manjari bhav, you know, or Radhika, that thinks that is full Krishna of mine, that is three things. That thing is this thing. So, vritti, by which we are serving to Krishna and loving Krishna, that is the object. So, four things is chief. And this is, this, the manifestations of this thing called Krishnaya. The law Govindaya. ये गोपीजन बल्लभाय इसकी ये वृत्ति सो एवरीथिंग कम्स ऑफ कृष्ण मंत्र हियर एंड आफ्टर वर्ल्ड आफ्टर थाउजेंड मन ऑफ इयर्स ब्रह्मा एट फर्स्ट हर्ड फ्रॉम हिज थ्रोट एंड देन ही गॉट समथिंग in his heart, this vritti, means bhav, how to know Krishna, he is mine, of mine, husband, not husband, but priyatam, is there any word for priyatam?
Object of love.
You said that Krishna is darling of gopis.
Yeah, what word is it?
What is the relation between gopis and Krishna, but Krishna is not their husband, but their name?
Paramour.
Remember?
Paramour, love.
Yes.
Paramour, the word is paramour. Paramour. Then it's not what you say?
Means not...
Not wife. Not, means not the wife, but paramour.
Paramour means lover.
Lover.
Lover. It can be.
Lover.
Gopis are lover, and he is beloved. Right. This is beloved. So then, after 1,000 and 1,000 of years, he is meditated by this claim, Krishna Govinda Guru Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. Swaha means, Swaha means, I am Goti Dasa. Or, Ha means to give everything to the Krishna, like Goti. I am giving myself, thinking that I am the servant of Gopi, unpaid servant of Gopi. And that thing, that bhavana means
idea,
that idea, and surrendering to the feet of Radha and Krishna, that is Swaha. After 1,000 and 1,000 years, Brahma, Yogamaya, inspired Brahma, and Brahma heard his ears, Kling Kamadevaya Vidmahi, Tushubanaya Bhimahi, Tanno Anangaha, Prachodayat. And he began to repeat and repeat. This mantra, Kam Gayatri, ordinarily it is seen as the Brahma Gayatri. Brahma Gayatri, and these are one thing, but only there is a difference. That is right mind or unright mind. Brahma Gayatri is unright mind. And this is right mind.
The difference between Kling Govindaya Gopi Jana Vallabhaya
Swaha. No.
The other way.
And Padhoi Bhuya Swaha. Tat Sabitir Varanyam Bhargo Deva Swadhi Nahi Tanno Diyo Diyo Nahpacha. Three. Aanghur Bhuva Swah Kama. Tat Sabitri Varanyam Bhargo Deva Swadhi Nahi. Second part. And then third part is Diyo Diyo Nah. So, this is Tripadi Chanda, divided into three parts. Kamagatri is also divided into three parts. Kling Kamadevaya Vidmahe, Pushvabhanaya Dhimahe, Tanno Ananga, Dhiyo Dhuna, Prachodaya, or Tanno Ananga, Prachodaya. So, both are the same. But third, Lord plus is Bhakta. This is Brahma Gayatri. And practicing so many thousands of years are thus when Gayatri comes. But Gayatri don't come alone. At first, it will come by Gopal Mantra. So, Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri are Purak. Purak means Purakmansiti. One complete
it. Yeah, they are mutually dependent. Yeah. They depend on each other.
Complementary.
Yes,
complementary.
Yeah. Gopal Mantra means
Samandhagyan. We are only offering myself as Gopi Bhav to the feet of Krishna. This is called Gopal Madan Mohan. And this is Gopinath. Samantha, Abhidhi and Priyajan. Kamagatri is Priyajan Mantra. So it gives.
So Queen Govinda Gopi Chanda Balabhaiswa is not Tam Gayatri. It's called Gopal Mantra.
Gopal Mantra. Devi Thi Abhidhan. And this is called Priyanta. Krishna will give darshan in the shape of Radha and Krishna. Gopi Jana Vallabhai with surrounding Lalita, Vishakha and so many gopis. And he will give chance to serve. So, this is the Gopal Mantra and Kamadeva both. Both are the same.
Brahma was given the Gopal Mantra by Saraswati.
Hmm.
And then later on he understood Kama Gayatri.
Next.
Okay.
But outside of Guru, Satakun is called Guru.
Outside
of this Satakun, Satakun, you know,
six brothers.
That is Guru. And inside Braja or Vrindavan, Gopi is called.
What are the
in the midst plane, Tilak.
Right, and what are the six
Gopi? The six are these things.
Which are the?
This is the leaves of Kamal.
Petals of the lotus.
Yes.
But which are they?
These are Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Kamladan, they are gopis from the deep.
Radha Kund, Shyam Kund.
Yes, like this, where gopis live. Where cowherds cannot go there. Nandajasada cannot go there. Nandadan is this plane. The Radhika is understood. She comes only in forgetting of Krishna. And Krishna and Radhika, very few darshan. Here it is Pradhanta of Yashoda and Nanda. Pradhanta, you know?
Yeah. The
right.
Yeah, the right or the jurisdiction.
The addiction of Nanda and Yashoda. Vatsalya. But yet, Vatsalya is serving Madhur here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If Vatsalya was not there, and Yashoda and Nanda was not there,
then the Madhurya would not be as rich and full.
So it helps and serves here also. But in the full bloom. It is in Radha Kunda and Govardhan.
So these
are...
What are they? Radha Kund, Shyama Kund?
These are Kund of gopis.
Okay, Kund.
So many Kunds.
Right.
Here only can Krishna go there. Not even cowherds. That is Madhumangal, Sudham, and
Subal.
Only Subal sometimes can go in the shape of Sakhi.
Okay.
Subal, yeah. Lavanga.
Lavanga Manjari.
No, Lavanga is Sakha. She is Narma Sakha, Priya Narma Sakha. Narma Sakha helps in the Divan of Radha in Krishna. So they can. Sometimes. So these are the places of gopis. This is Nandagaon. And these are the pastimes.
So why Nandagram is in the middle of the Kunjas?
Because.
Why Nandagram?
Because it has everything. Okay.
Gopijana, Vallabhaya, Swaha.
Yeah. This is the sixth part of Gopal Mantra. Because this is the root. This is the root. This is the...
The clean.
The clean.
Yeah, but why Nandagram?
Nandagram, because it is the place of Vatsalya, where Krishna took birth.
Okay.
That is
everything goes from the home.
Yeah.
And from there,
all right.
Yeah, in the...
Slowly.
Slowly.
The outside is beautiful.
Then that boosted me.
Not question. Your answer was very helpful and necessary. So sometimes even I do not ask the question, still please give the answers. You have to know which things I need to know, even if I do not know the question.
If Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Adiyuddha are in both Mathura and Dwarka. Now, it says that of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Adiyuddha are separately located in each of these four parts. Each have a separate residence or abode. Not that they live together.
No. But they have wives and children. Sankarshan has also Revati, Bhagini, and sons. But they and Anurudha has also wives and children. So they have
their own
separate abodes.
Okay. You read it in English.
Hmm.
As of Vaikuntha, and piety, wealth, and passion pertaining to worldly people are in the proper places in Gokul as their original seed.
That looks like Dharma, Karma, Artha, Moksha, salvation, piety, wealth, and passion.
Its original seed. When it says the original seed, or primary cause, in other words, Dharma, Artha,
Kama.
Is this Dharma, it says here, piety, wealth, passion. You see it?
Mm.
So it says its original seed is in...
In Gokul.
Huh.
Everything is like a seed. In Gokul, everything.
So how are those things in Gokul?
Dharma. Nandrava is Grihastha. So, the manifestation of Nandrava and his activities are in this world in a decrepit means
perverted.
Perverted. Like manner, Artha, he is a king. So his earth is for the servant of Krishna, everything. But here, everything is for his their sons and so in the seed pure is in there and here in the truth. Like a calm. Their calm is for the serving of Krishna only. No calm at all. With no
lust.
But here, everything is for wife and husband, for son, for other things is calm. And their moksha. Moksha means
liberation.
What liberation? Koi anya abhilashita shunya. But But here moksha illusory maya. There is no illusory maya or anything. So everything is in Goku Vrindavan, but in pure state. And here in very what illusory maya, there is Atmendriya, calm, and there Vishuddha Prema. So everything, the thing which is not in Goloka Vrindavan can never be in this world. Anyhow, the main root of everything is there.
That's good.
Narada Rishi comes, Shandendra Rishi comes, Nandava, Nandava falls on the feet of
Sanak Rishi also comes.
And taking Krishna, he gets Krishna on the feet of Shandendra Rishi. That his eye means age should be greater. No calamity should come on Krishna. So you should like this. And then do the subtle in this manner. This is loka, lokachar. Lokachar means that shabd lokadigata dharma. Liberation, after liberation, the world in the Vishuddha Nirmal position.
Yeah.
Everything is there. Even Parkesh is there. Some Vaishnava, Sahajya Vaishnava of Bengal and Vrindavan, they tell that their idea that no Parkesh there, no childhood is there. Only it is in this Prakat Leela. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, says that certainly there is Parkesh. He says there is not Parkesh, how it can be in this manifestation? So everything is there.
Those who are less forward in their intelligence relapse to the sevenfold world, falling under the control of the ten protectors of the ten directions in the guise of mantras. Here, because in the verse it says, in the shloka it says, ten protectors. Ten protectors in the guise of mantras. Why it says in the guise of mantras?
Yog marge ba gyan marge ashti gele sei dosti su. Ishir age kisna kusar jana kival
sintarara. Guise of mantras.
The mantra is Kama Gayatri or Gopal Mantra. And these are the soul of Shankar. That's a magnetic soul.
Sword.
So you know Trishul, you know?
Trishul.
Trishul.
But it says mantras.
Huh?
It says that.
Okay. Those who are not qualified, they should not enter into Lok, or should not enter in this mantra. So from 10 sides, ये चार दिशा और बीच वाली same desire. These are schools of Sankha. They should not enter in this Guru Vrindavan. So these are protected. Only they can enter by the grace of Krishna.
But why does it say 10 protectors in the guise of mantras? It says that the mantra, that the protectors come in the form of mantras.
You speak for me?
You understand?
I'm trying, everybody.
What is that?
So maybe translating it.
Well,
okay. Relapse to the sevenfold world, falling under the control of 10 protectors.
Oh.
Of the ten directions.
Thus, Dikpal.
Dikpal. Hmm. In the guise of mantras. Why mantras?
Here it is not written.
Oh.
Mantrupi Dikpal. Tick.
Okay, that's
Mantrupi Dikpal.
Mantrupi Dikpal.
Form.
You know, you have to look at the open button.
Yeah.
Mantrupi Dikpal. What? Mantrupi. That is Karu Jnani Tapasvi. I am imagining that those who all Namah Shivaya, all Ganeshaya Namah, all Sarasvataya Namah, all Durgaya Namah, these are all Rupa. By these mantras,
okay, then next page, 14 for me, there's your next page. Here it says, Swetha Dweep in Goloka is their place, hence Srila Thakur Vrindavan. Okay, next. These divine forms of Godhead are surrounded attendants of their respective natures. Swetha Dweep in Goloka is their place of abode. Hence, Srila Thakur Vrindavan, the manifest Vyas of Chaitanya Lila, has described the village of Navadweep as bearing the name of Swetha Dweep. In this Swetha Dweep, the concluding portions of the pastimes of Gokul exist eternally as the pastimes of Navadweep. What does that mean, the concluding portions?
Actually, that in Golo Vrindavan, in Golo, it is divided into parts. Whole Golo is like Vrindavan. But there is a word Parishishta. Parishishta means, when I have written any book, two words, something has been left. And that left thing, can we add? That is called Parishishta.
Oh, no, what is the book? At the end of the book, concluding words.
No, not concluding.
Appendix.
Yes, appendix, something like that.
Appendix.
Afterward.
What happened?
Afterward, I have written in the book, and we cannot say, that means B part.
Yeah.
So, that Krishna is done. Something was left. That is Radha Ashwadam. Radha Yapani Rihana Kirishova. You know, this is very important. You should remember forever this issue. This is the main cause of
Guru
Avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, Avatar, yes.
See.
Yes, yes. I could not catch this.
Radhaya pranaya mahimarkit drishah. Radhaya pranaya mahimarkit drishah va anuyai yava asvado jena adhut madhurina kidrishah madhiyah. He meant three things. In Krishna Lila, he could not asvado. He could not taste these three things. And Krishna Lila was ended when Krishna himself took the inner part, the inner bhava of Radhika, and they too are Radhika and can in the shape of Chaitanya. This is called Parishishta Lila. Parishishta Lila means appendix. Appendix from Guru Vanshi.
I can rule on it after Prabhupada's pastime to finish. Then there's like a, another part where it's concluding words. What's called an afterword?
Like, Jesus Swami has written Shasandha. He completed the Sandha. After some time, he remembered that something has been, something has to be. So, he Sarvasambhadini, he wrote.
Commentary.
This is called Parishishta. Right, Vina? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, Navadvip Lila is Parishishta Lila of Parishishta Lila.
You write that in Hindi.
Navadvip is not other than Vrindavan, but Parishishta. So Vrindavan, Thakur has concluded this idea.
Do you want any words written down, like in Sanskrit?
Jewels. Words of eight jewels. Nidhivi. Astibhir, Nidhivir, Jistam. What are those eight jewels?
Mystic city. Oh, they come there, so...
Lagina, eight jewels.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the same.
Okay. Then it mentions the associates of the hues of blue, yellow, red, and white. Where is that? See that? There. It mentions here the last thing. The associates of the hues of blue, yellow, red, and white. Of the hues of blue, yellow, red, and white. And extraordinary animals. What's that? I have some different questions.
What is the question?
What does that mean, the associates?
Associates mean?
Of blue, yellow, red, and white.
Parikar, you know? Parikar.
Yeah, Parikar.
Yeah.
Blue, yellow.
What are the of four colors? Red, Gaura, Shukla, and Pasha.
It's of these colors. So maybe it means that the associates of Krishna.
The associates of Krishna, the servants of Krishna,
are different colors.
Different, are four colors.
They have very different colors.
Do they have any significance?
That's what it means.
And
there's extraordinary potencies bearing the names of Bimala.
Shaktisala. Bimala means Jagannath. Where is Bimala?
So, and it says that there are many extraordinary potencies. Shakti.
Shakti. Up there.
16. Is it?
Is it 16? So many.
I mentioned here
it is not mentioned, but so many.
Yeah.
Shakti.
Okay.
So in Vigra Pratishtha, we see 16.
Yes, 16.
That's from Brahma, right?
The last paragraph?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
And this one, last paragraph.
Well,
it says, the identical devotees of Raja and Navadvipa simultaneously attain to the pleasures of service in the realm of Krishna and Gaura. So, identical devotee means that one devotee has both
two steps.
Two steps.
One manifestation of that. Like Nara. There are so many factors. One in this world, one in this world. One with Karna Bhushai Vishnu. One set in Vaikuntha with Narayan. Always with Bina Bhavan. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Other set in Dwarka. So Krishna, everywhere. And one set also in Vrindavan of Narad. So many Narad.
How is in Vrindavan?
Vrindavan, like Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal.
But it mentions that Narad is in Dasaras.
Huh?
It mentions that Narad's rasa with Krishna is in Dasaras.
Now
you're saying Madhu Mangal.
Madhu is very funny. And he is very joker. So, in one part, he is with Madhu Mangal. It has great arts in.
Then he joins in.
Joins in Madhu Mangal.
Yes,
I have seen anyhow.
Very
good. What the deal is out
It means that Narada
has
in the Tika. The Supreme Goloka and the Supreme Swetadvip. The twofold entity of the Supreme Goloka and the Supreme Swetadvip are indivisibly in the realm of Goloka. The gist of the whole matter is this. Goloka as Svetadvip is eternally manifest because the pleasures of enjoyment of the rasa could not be had in its entirety in the pastimes of Krishna in Braja.
There
is the same thing that you mentioned. Therefore Mahaprabhu has come.
In Braja, he connects himself with these two things. So he can as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if anyone in his sadhana dasa, in his sadhana dasa, in his
and when he's performing
sadhana, in the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than Krishna, and following everything, and following Raya Ramananda, Saraswati Damodar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had greed to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in like manner, and when he hears something from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Radharan. Then you also had some great to serve Radha and Krishna. And he is going on with his sadhana. From him, the sadhana comes and the siddhi, vastu siddhi. First comes sarup siddhi. And then comes vastu siddhi. In vastu siddhi, he has two steps. One gold parka as a gold parka.
Associates of gold, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And other associates of Srimati Radhika. One goes in Vrindavan and one enters in the gold Vrindavan.
That Mahaprabhu is coming. And then it says, the esoteric desire of Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu is here made manifest. It mentions here that Sri Krishna Chandra is coveting to taste the following pleasures. One, the nature of the greatness of love of Sri Radha. Two, the nature of the wonderful sweetness of his love. Three, the nature of the exquisite joy that accrues to Sri Radha. Took his birth like the moon in the ocean of the womb of Sri Sachidevi. The esoteric desire of Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu is being made.
Jiva Goswami has done Tika of this Jesus, Brahma, in Sanskrit. And from there, Bhaktivinoda Thakura has taken in Tatparya. And from Tatparya and Tika, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has given this. So he is telling about this.
In other words, he's saying this has all come originally from Jiva Goswami.
This idea.
Yes.
Right. Good.
Okay. This one side is finished already?
Yes.
Okay. So, break the charge of Pradhan.
Looks towards his Pradhan, infections of Rana Devis, which is Pradhan, Prakriti,
yeah.
And his Purush.
I have not seen it. So you are saying Pradhan can also be Purush. How is that? That it can be both?
He cannot be Pradhan, Maya. But he only gets his sight. Yeah. Energy to that Pradhan. Then Pradhan comes in working order. And by the sight of looking, cannot decide this to himself. That Nimittanaya comes in working order. And when they both are in one, then everything comes in.
But I still cannot understand how a great charger, he's Pradhan.
He's Adhishatri of Pradhan. He's looker of Pradhan.
So the Pradhan is his glance, his looking. When
two looking.
Advaita Charya
and Mahavishnu cannot decide both. In one, both are included. Cannot decide Vishnu and Advaita Charya. One sees Nimitta Maya and one sees in Pradhan Maya. For understanding, it has been studied like this for ordinary person. But these are the two persons, but actually they are one. Like Srimati Radhika and Durga are no other things. Srimati Radhika is seen by this person like Durga. And she works, when she works for this world, it is called Durga. Durga is nothing but Srimati Radhika. Like manner, when Ramadhi Sai sees towards Pradhan Prakriti, then he is called Advaita Acharya. And when he looks towards Nimitta Maya, when he is Karnatvijayavishnu.
When does he do each one? At what time does he do each one? The same time?
Same time.
Same. Not one and then the other. No. Same time.
If at first this and then go nowhere.
Yes, that's it.
So then, this thinking or looking is Jyotish Lingashi. And that Maya is Prakriti or Pradhan. Is that?
Jim, what is the difference between Shambhu and Pradhan?
Pradhan is Prakriti, Maya, and Shambhu is the grants of karma, the salvation. That is why you should know that it is Ichha Shakti.
Yeah, Ichha Shakti.
Ichha. Ichha of karma, the salvation.
Ichha means desire.
Desire. Yeah. And what is will? Will.
Will. The will.
Will is of Krishna.
Yeah, yeah.
Or karma, the salvation. And working order is Maya. That is going on. That.
Yes, I grasp. Dual. Okay, next question. Page and verse. Let me see. 20. Do all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya have touch with Madhurya Rati? Like Murari.
Why don't Siddhas Pandit and so many persons?
Do they all have touch with Madhurya Rati or not?
Madhurya Rati.
I do not.
Sati is also Shankar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But she has no Madhurya Rati.
No.
Sitanath, Advaita Charya, the Shankar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has no Madhurya Rati. But the Shankar of Rupa Goswami are all in Madhurya Rati.
When we say the eternal associates of Krishna, which Shakti are they? What potency are they? Krishna is just like Nanda Babu, just out of
Samad. Kai view of
Kai view
of Baldev and some are of Srimati Radhika. All the gopis are the manifestation or money, but Kai view of Srimati Radhika. Saitab Sakha Chandravali, all Sakhis. And Sakha, all Sakha.
Expansion.
Okay.
What about Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi?
They are from Baldev. It has written somewhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even Yashoda. What about?
But I think, I've thought about this so many times. I think that she is the extension of Srimati Radhika. When Radhika wants to serve as a Vatsalya Bhava, then he becomes Srimati Radhika. This is my idea. But it is only I have not seen. But yet, I produce this idea. This is my idea.
Did you discuss this with anyone?
No. But I seen in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, books are in this interruption, that way. Some
Radhika or Sambhavdev. Every Parikat will all Parikat have been come out. Because these are two new Ashtray Vigraha.
Mool Ashtray Vigraha.
Ashtray Vigraha you know?
Yes.
Srimati Radhika and Balgay Prabhu. So from them, it is nice. All the servants and associates of Krishna have come
again, this is I think the English is, without understanding the English, it's mm-hmm. the last part of the purport. Maybe you should be here. 24.
23.
I go to Dham, go to
the very end. Of the purport. Very difficult to work through. And the calm beach pervertedly reflected in the worldly affairs satisfies all sorts of desires of this mundane world.
Understand.
So what is the meaning? How the calm beach
worldly calms husband, wife, children, father and mother, friends, these are originally the Vishuddha Avastha. Vishuddha Avastha means
pure
Padma
position.
In Kamigasthi. In this world, it has been Vikrit Avastha.
The departed permission.
Part of the money
between.
Chaitanya Chaitanya, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8.
I don't understand that.
Text
138. 138? Yes, 138.
Type of Brahma. But then it says the divine consort. Of the, in the text, in the translation, it says
that
the goddess 24.
24?
Yes, sir. It says the goddess of learning, Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord. So who, how can she, I thought it was the wife of Brahma, but here it mentions this is a different Saraswati?
In Golok also. There are devotees in their
pure
form. And they are Parikar of Krishna, associates of Krishna. And that is why Vidya Saraswati is that Vidya Saraswati.
Okay.
Why? But Shuddha Saraswati, you know, Shuddha, the
Parikar of Krishna.
Krishna Parikar.
Yes.
Manifestation of Srimati Radhika, in manifestation, you know, but that from Radhika, Parashakti.
It mentions that Prabhupada text 28, Bhaktisiddhanta says, he says, Brahma thought in the purport, Brahma thought thus within himself, by recollection of Kama Gayatri, it seems to me that I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. That I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. Then he says, though the other mysteries in regard to the condition of the maidservant of Krishna were not revealed to him, Brahma, by dint of his searching self-consciousness, became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. My question is, did Brahma finally understand everything about being the maidservant of Krishna? Because here it says he could understand he was the maidservant. But it says that the other mysteries in regard to this were not revealed to him.
He only knew that I'm made for him. But what is he say? What is his name? What is his vritti of serving Krishna? Where is his husband's home? Who are the fathers and mothers and brothers of that gopi? This is the speciality he could not realize.
When did he realize?
After Bhul Adhan Aradhana. By Smali Ashtakaliya Lila and Kama Gayatri, he generally then after some time, this mantra will reveal in his heart. Who are you? What is your speciality? What is your name? Where is your birthplace? Where is all things? And how to serve Krishna? Like Rupa Manjari. That is, Tambhyarpanapadamardhanapayodhanabhisharadini Nityam. And that is slow. Everything, specialities and certain mode of serving Krishna, everything, one will realize after some time. The thing, I think, that I am one of the most servant of Prabhu Krishna, associates of Prabhu Krishna. And I have great to serve Krishna and Radhika, and especially Radhika. I can imagine that my name is anything, Ramana Manjari and so on, anything. And I am living in my father or mother are in Varshana. My marriage has been done in Javat. I am thinking like this, remembering. But then, by the grace of Krishna and Radhika, or by the grace of Yoga Maya, and this Kama Gayatri, then everything will be clear. Reveal that I am so and so and my nature and everything will be realized when it will be Sarup Siddhi. We have no Sarup Siddhi because we have not had the grace of Kama Gayatri. But then there will be time and we will realize the grace of Kama Gayatri. Then we will have we have jnan. At first Brahma has jnan, but no big jnan. But as after some time we have deep jnan.
But you said we can imagine this thing, but actually we should not try to imagine artificially.
But not artificially, but when you have greed, then in Govinda Lilamrita and Bhakti Swami Singh, Ujjal Lingmani Bhakti Swami Singh, Smriti Goswami has given idea of us Kali Lilashma, but not for us, those who are actually grieved for all these things. For them, Smaran Mangal Stotra and Smaran Lila Paddhati he has done. It is not Kalpanik, not a Kalpanik imaginary. Because Rupa Goswami has written, and he has, with a Vijnan he has written. So, I'm blind. One man says that this is mango tree, but I'm not seeing. If that man is liar, that means dhita.
Liar.
Then this is only the kalpana of blindness. But actually, the man who is telling that is, this is mango tree, actually, then if I am standing here and I am also telling that this is mango tree, then it is really mango. So Jiva Goswami is telling, or Guru Parampara is telling, that by doing so, actually, you will have the vijnan of that thing. You will realize everything by the grace of mercy of Radha and Krishna and Kama and Dhamma. So we are doing these things. Or Rupa Goswami we have done. Or Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is between Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has given. Gopi bhava kare anugati. So it is not constant.
No.
So it's it. But in a,
if we are not at the right stage, then it will be. Then
we should. Then there is pakka greed, and then the guidance of our Gurudev or any actual Vaishnava, Radhanga Vaishnava, if you have greed and you have gone to that position. That is Kaam, Krodh, Loh, Mad, Moh, Mad, Sadhya, Shuddhi.
That is a very advanced stage.
But I see that if a man is Durachari, Durachari,
crippled,
like Ajami, he was glad, he was calm, entangled with that lady, and he murdered some persons. He done.
He was a murderer.
Also, he has done everything, not written, but when a man comes to blow, so he can do any
sin. He must have done everything.
He has done, but yet, by the grace of men, at that time also, when he was looking at the Durachari, Srimad, yet he has no sin, vegetation, name. One name made him so higher.
Yes.
So, whether we have so many passions, calm, and we are entangled with ladies, and but anyhow, by the hearing the pastimes of Krishna, bhakti never sees that who is he. He intercedes that person and purifies everything, and vividly he stuti lab karti hai. Stuti means he reveals himself in that person, and he becomes very top man of bhakti.
But when bhakti does that, then the first, the calm, lobe, it is all gone.
All gone. After that,
yeah,
then bhakti helps. If there is bhakti, then everything will go. If there is no bhakti, everything cannot come. At first we should give up all these things, then bhakti will come. This will not be.
This is very important for you. Bhakti has to come, then those things will go.
And if we see that we will try, that everything, calm, cold, low, mud should go away, anap should go away,
and then,
anap,
and then
we will do bhakti, you cannot do it. Never you cannot do
it. This is a very good point. So, this point is very important, because we are always feeling that we cannot aspire to for any of these things because there's too much calm, too much love.
But this is not that. This is not the Bhakti Thakur has written in 10th canto, in 33.
I was just reading that.
Pitri Ritam Bhaji Bhaji Bhi Itam Chatishnu. My friend Krishna Bhakti will come, everything will go away. So Bhakti, if Bhakti comes in Ajami, or comes in the heart of that Vaishya.
But that's an exception.
No.
Ajami was an exception.
Exception? That's it.
Not the rule.
I think that there is not any example in the heart that
instance. Not any instance.
That sanction goes away, apraad goes away, then bhakti comes.
No, it can't be. It has to be the other way. That's true. But what level of bhakti? The bhakti you are saying to aspire for Gopi Bhav, that is very high. So when you say bhakti must come first, what level of bhakti?
Bhakti means ādo sattha, sattva sādhu sanga, sattva bhajan kriya, anarthani bhakti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, basa. When bhava comes, then it comes by rāganga. There are two kinds of bhava. One from rāganga and one from vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti bhava, he puts us to Vaikuntha and Vaikunthiya pray. And Raganga, Lobhmayi, this bhava lifts us to Vrindavan.
That we discussed when we Bhakti Rasamrita Sandhya. But beginning with Sadhu Sangha and all of these stages, Vajana Kriya,
there is no time for greed. When greed will come, he cannot. I think that Inan is very sadachari. Sadachari, you know?
Yes.
And he has every quality that a man has.
But not greed.
But no greed. And I see for myself that I have come, I have also grown, I have so many things the bhakta should not have. But yet I see that why want only to read 10th and these 5 chapters, and when I read anything about gopis and Krishna, I become very careful. And all other things, I am not careful to read all this. So, I think that I want mainly to go to that object.
But you have that greed.
But I know that it may be that it not be real greed. But
anyhow I am, I don't want anything except this.
I see.
But yet I know that I am Kami, Krodhi, Lobhi.
No, but you say that, but it's your humility. But when we say it, it is a fact. We really, one thing I, when you, if I take you to the West, then you will see how sinful everything is. And we are coming from that place only. Your background and your life is completely different than ours. We are, Ajamiya is nothing compared to all of us. So
in any stage, greed can be had. But it is because sadhu sangha, like a rasik bhakti.
But it seems to me that the danger is there that someone will become sahajiya.
Huh?
If he prematurely, too early, tries. I mean,
always sadhu sambhidam. Sadhu sambhidam. In the anugatya prasik vaishnava he should be. Then he will not be sahajiya. Otherwise he is bound to be sahajiya. We should not practice this.
No.
Then the greed will come.
It has to come.
No one can check you.
Yeah. It should come of its own.
Not by that I'm practicing that greed should come.
That's
no.
My fault.
That should not.
It has to come of its own.
Then greed will do everything that we should do. Greed will do. Guide us. So, we should not try to for getting that greed.
No.
It will come by his own grace.
Should we stop here today?
What?
I can go more.
You can
because you may want to take bath before your lunch. We need some time. I also brought my gumcha.
You take bath?
I can also take that.
I do it early in the morning, but today I have not done.
So, what time you will go up?
Up at 11 and a half.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fulfill one's desires. So what is the difference?
Last.
This is text 29.